Going to current daven besides the Megillah of Chavtes, Begin on the Beis, Begin on the Beis, Masa, Begin with the Gemara, Ala Klayim. And for Klayim, because this month's Zrihi, because it's the time of planting, so therefore we go out and we make sure to rip out people's Klayim. Which tries to clarify, so Lavdav, because it's month's Zrihi, it's not really the time of planting. Sure, Lehab is Manch, Mepash, Mekabal, it's not the time which is the Gemara in HaMekabal, and Bama Zedav, Chavav, Mebeis says, which actually earlier, it writes to them what it means to say, is Saib Zrihi, the end of the planting, meaning Kfar Gadlu HaTvoiz Vazraim, that it's already started growing some of the grain and some of the seeds that are planted there, but also Klayim the Karn, and then you can recognize what's starting to sprout, that it's forbidden mixtures. That's what we go out to rip it out. But before that's not recognizable, that's what we mean by Zman Zriya. It's not the beginning of the planting, but the end of the planting season. Well, what is being said is one was inferred from the other one. But you're right, he didn't say both statements because it would be unnecessary. So it says, when Timothy has to take a second look, it says he's going to say, wait a second, the one that said the inferential case of Rosh Chodesh Adar, my Amr, why do you say it? Well, given the Yedin Idach, once you know the other one, Koshkin Ha, for sure you know this one, the Rosh Chodesh Tevis, that we don't find anyone that says that you wouldn't need for both Kriyas, so for sure you're going to take out three Svarim, so why do you need to say the other inferential one? So it says, you could say, is yet the man, the one who said that one is Ba'asid Rav Hava, he lived where Rav was. The suburb that he holds Rosh Chodesh Adar Shechalis B'Shabbos, Sheimatin Kimishnei Torah, they actually only take out two Torahs, not three, because he holds that the Kriya is that of Parsha Shkalim, which is the same Kriya as Rosh Chodesh. So the fact that there's three events is the Parsha Shavuot and Rosh Chodesh and the Shabbos of Shkalim, that doesn't require three separate Torahs, it requires only two. So they wouldn't have known the other halacha of Yitzchak that on Rosh Chodesh Tevis you take out three svarim. They would have thought you only take out two like you have by Rosh Chodesh Adar. And therefore you have to say, although that was the inferred one, but they would not infer it, and he had to say that case of Rosh Chodesh Tevis that falls on Shabbos, that you take out three svarim, although of course we would know this halacha. No, we wouldn't know because you can't infer from that one of Rosh Chodesh Adar. And because there they took out two, and because it was in the place of Rav, and therefore he had to say that other halacha, which wasn't the case that was said, it was the inferred case. But again, it was necessary to say that case in that location. We don't pay attention by Chanukah, meaning says Taisa Pirsla, so it's Iker, meaning to make it the primary. Meaning you read three of Rosh Chodesh and one of Chanukah. Now, although the halacha is like Rabbah in regards to Rabbi Yosef, so we know that the halacha is the way Rabbah said it. Still, is like him that the primary is Rosh Chodesh and Chanukah is secondary. Why? We always say halacha is like Rabbah. Because not only Machlokes Rabbah and Rabbi Yosef, other Rambam also disagree with him, and then we have to say, specifically, especially to say that, yes, the halacha is we don't pay attention to the Chanukah, and it's the secondary, it's the primary three aliyahs, Rosh Chodesh, and only one of Chanukah.